Blog in the name of Jesus. Radio.
Yes, by the power of the Holy Ghost, every yoke be destroyed. Every bond be loose. Oppression must go. Depression and oppression must go in the name of Jesus Christ. Terry Messiah. Thomas Zion, there is deliverance. There is deliverance right now in this broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. How about that? Yes, there is Imbrondo. Yea, man of God, live in white and I don't get him out of heaven, blessed life. Oh, deep in Jesus, he's coming back again. Yea, man of God, live in white and I don't get him out of heaven, blessed life. Oh, deep in Jesus.
Yea, man of God, living white tongue,
I know giving of those terrible blessed lives. Oh, deep save Jesus, coming back again. Yea, man of God, leading white sons ye. I know giving of those terrible blessed lives. Oh, deep save Jesus, he's coming back again. The same Jesus, he's coming back again. Praise God. Now, welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today, we're going to be talking about the ascension of Jesus Christ. Yesterday, we did mention that Apostle chapter 1, it was mentioned there that Jesus was on earth for another 40 days before he finally ascended on Mount Holy in Galilee. And before he ascended, he gave the Great Commission, which is a very important aspect of this whole package. Vision, burial, and resurrection. I'm going to read out of Apostles chapter 1 from verse 3, which is our text. Acts of Apostles chapter 1, I'm reading from verse number 3, which is our text, verse 3 to 11. It says that, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, verse 4, and being assembled together with them many days hence. When therefore come together, they ask of him, saying, when will these things be, and all that, but the important part is what I've just read. The ascension of Jesus Christ is as important as the crucifixion and resurrection. You can separate those things. And the basis of Christianity is this very foundation. No wonder Jesus told Peter, say, Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth is loosed in heaven. During these 40 days, Jesus was on earth after his resurrection. Just read from verse 3 to 11. It was mentioned there that Jesus was on earth for 40 days before he ascended. And during these 40 days, he was very busy appearing to his disciples, appeared to Mary Magdalene, appeared to Peter, appeared to the 12 disciples, ministered to them, gave them instructions, taught them, prayed over them. Finally, after the 40 days, on the 40th day on Mount Olives, they all gathered before him at Galilee on Mount Olives. And that was where he made very powerful statement. Now, let me prepare your mind. The last words of a man before he departs are very, very costly. You are leaving your wife and children at home, and then you are traveling. The final way you are going to stay are very, very important. It's like, it's the same thing. If someone is about to die, the final way the person will stay are very, very important also, because you are departing. You are going away. So you must leave the most important instructions at that very point. What Jesus said on Mount Olive, go out of Jerusalem, don't you even preach this gospel yet. You all go back to Jerusalem, go to Jerusalem, and start to wait for the promise of the Father, which was spoken in Joel chapter 2, the prophet of Pentecost, in Joel chapter 2, verse 27-28, says, it shall come to pass in the latter days that God will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, and we shall speak in tongues and prophesy and see visions and dream things. That was already said and prophesied in Joel chapter 2, verse 27 and 28. Now, that is the promise of the Father to come unless Jesus ascended. And so on Mount Olive, Jesus made it clear, I go to the Father. If I don't go to the Father, the Comforter is not going to come. The Holy Spirit, it's not going to come. This is very serious. Jesus has to go so that the Holy Spirit can come down. And then he made it very clear. I go to the Father. It won't be long. He's going to energize, he's going to empower you, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is going to empower the church to move on, to empower the disciples and the Christians. At that time, that will empower you to move on with this work of evangelism and soul winning and mission. The opening of churches and establishing of the kingdom of God right here on earth, you need the power of the Holy Spirit. So, don't go out of this presence. You got to go back to Jerusalem and wait for the promise of the Father. Anybody who wants to do the work of God without the Holy Spirit. But I've seen some people who try to do the work of God without the power of the Holy Spirit. I've seen people do things like that. We want to talk about the seven sons of Sceva, who they saw the Apostle Paul under the anointing, under the power of the Holy Ghost. The Apostle Paul was casting out devils and healing the sick and raising the dead. And they too tried to do the same thing. So they got a madman and a mentally deranged man, and they tried to cast out demons from the man. The seven sons of Sceva. Then the Bible says the mentally diseased man turned against them and knocked them out and kicked them, and they had to. Chapter 24, verse 49. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24, verse 49. Jesus made it clear. He said, tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Now, you go into the streets without the power of the Holy Spirit and try to preach the gospel without the Holy Spirit backing you up. You're going to meet opposition. You're going to meet all kinds of situations you come across, and you just can't handle them. But when you are going in under the power of the Holy Ghost, Jesus has taken over. And the devil has nothing to do about it. We're talking about when he said, don't you ever do this work without the the Holy Spirit don't ever do this work without the power of the Holy Spirit. You go to Jerusalem, tarry ye until ye be endued with power from on high. This is very, very important. And so the disciples went back to Jerusalem, and there were 120 believers in the upper room. And they started to wait for the promise of the Father. They continued to pray and wait on the Lord. Bible says it, and wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount on wings as eagles. They shall fly and never be weary long. There is a time of waiting. Oh, yes. It is very, very important. There is a time of waiting on God. I remember in the scripture one time, David wanted to go to war. David wanted to go to war. And yes, hi, God bless you all. You are all welcome in the name of Jesus. Yeah, David wanted to go to war. And he didn't know when to go and how to, when do I go? So the Bible says that David went to be with the Lord. Go to that war right now, or should I wait? Then the Lord spoke to him very clearly. David, don't go to that war until you see the wind blowing on the mulberry tree. When you see the wind blow on the mulberry tree, know that I've gone before you. That is when you should go to this war. And David obeyed and waited on the Lord until the wind began to blow on the mulberry tree. And David went to that war and conquered all the enemies. He did it. Rasha, you are welcome. God bless you in the name of Jesus. You are welcome to this program. Yes, as many of you are coming in from all over the world, you are all welcome. It doesn't matter what nation you came from. Just enjoy what God is doing, and God bless you all in the name of Jesus. If we look at those scriptures concerning your affection, Mark's Gospel chapter 16, verse 12 to the end, and then Matthew 28, verse 16 to the end, Jesus made a great commission. It has been given unto me. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel to every creature, teaching them to observe all that is written therein. That was the great commission. It said Mark's Gospel chapter 15 from verse 12 to the end, and then repeated again in Matthew 28 verse 16 to the end. That's the great commission. That is the assignment to the Christian, to the church of today. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's the great, and then Mark chapter 16, verse 12 to the end, and then Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to the end. When you read through those scriptures about the ascension, especially in Acts Apostles chapter 1 from verse 3 to 11, the two angels appear. After he ascended, two angels appear. And the angel said, ye men of Galilee, you people, what are you doing here? You all just stood here gazing, looking at Jesus ascending into heaven. So don't you worry about it. This same Jesus who you see go up into glory, he will indeed come back again. I like that. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah, he's coming back again. The greatest event that is going to take place any moment from now is the rapture of the church. Jesus is coming to rapture the church to take his own away. That is picture of the prophet of God. And the dead in Christ shall arise first. And then we who are alive shall be caught up with him to go up into glory. Are you ready for the rapture? Jesus is coming for his own. I'm sure just anybody. That's why in Matthew 24, he made it clear. He says, two shall be grinding at the meal. One will be taken, the other one left behind. People shall be in the car driving. Some will be raptured, some are left behind. People are in the school, in the community, in the place. All of a sudden, some people have disappeared from the earth. The rapture has taken place. Now let me tell you this. The worst thing that can happen to you is for you not to follow the rapture. The rapture took place and you are left behind. It is the worst thing that can happen to you. The reason is, there's going to be 7 years of great tribulation. Immediately after the rapture, the 7 years of great tribulation is going to kick in. When that kicks in, the Antichrist, the man of sin, is going to appear. Things that are happening, cryptocurrency, and all these wars and all these currencies and all these things that are happening, they are preparing for the Antichrist. Coronavirus and all these things, they are all fulfillment of prophecy, end time prophecy that God has already stated in Matthew chapter 24. There shall be wars and rumors of wars and nations against nations and brothers against brothers and so on and so forth. And all these things, they are all in the Bible. God has already spoken about all these are end time events. And now they are trying to prepare for one world government, one world religion, one world. Appoint the president of the whole world. But somebody else is trying to assume. And that is what Adolf Hitler was doing. Adolf Hitler said he must rule the whole world or else he will destroy the whole world. Adolf Hitler of Germany, that's what brought the Second World War. He said Adolf Hitler rose up one morning and said he must rule the whole world. Or else he will destroy the whole world. Did God send him to rule the whole world? God didn't ask him to go and rule the whole world. But I don't think that is what he wanted to do. And that brought the Second World War. And in Memphis, he was already conquering nations in Europe. He was already conquering nations in Europe and so on. And then he went up to England, already bombing England, until somehow God had to intervene. And the Second World War ended. And the one world government, one world president, one world religion. That's what they are preparing for now. They are trying to tell you that we can have one world religion. They're trying to tell you one world government. Then tell you there should be one president for the whole world. That's what they are trying to do. These are all fulfillment of prophecies which have already been mentioned in Matthew 24. But now listen to this. God didn't send you to do any of these things. There is none of them God is sending to go and do one world government, one world nation, one world currency, and one world. God didn't send any of them to do those things. It's just over ambitions. They are trying to, over ambition, selfishness, and greed, and all these things they are trying to pull up. But God will arise. And all the enemies of righteousness are crumbled. Yes, in the name of Jesus, that's the word of God. Psalm 68, verse 1. Then let God arise, and all our enemies be scattered forever. In the name of Jesus, as many enemies that are ganging up, trying to Jesus as our reason, and our enemies are scattering in the name of Jesus all their evil plans, our evil plots, and all the evil things they are planning. God has scattered their plans. They will never be able to do anything in the name of Jesus Christ. Who is he that said, when the Almighty God has not said, the earth is the Lord, and his fullness thereof? Yes, no man has authority to come and punish people in this world for nothing's sake. Go and bomb Ukraine for nothing's sake and destroy a whole nation. Say you want to be president of the whole world. Who asked you to do that? Stupid. No. They need to give their life to Jesus Christ. They need to repent and turn from their wicked ways. If they don't repent, God is going to smash all of them to pieces. Yes, God arise and our enemies be scattered. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. In the name of Jesus, Jesus Christ is Lord over the whole earth. And the devil has no right to rule the world. The devil has no right to be the president of the whole world. The devil has no right to subdue nations and try to turn them around and manipulate people and currencies and all these stupid things they are doing here and there. God didn't send them to do that. They are selfish and greedy people who want to cause confusion for the whole world. And I tell you, God has arisen, and all our enemies are scattered in the name of Jesus. That's the word of God, Psalm 68, verse 1. God arise, and our enemies be scattered forever in the name of Jesus Christ. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. His Lord over the whole earth. Yes, Jesus is our president, ruling the whole world. No man can go around and turning things around, telling currency and currency or no currency. Jesus is Lord. Mind your business and do your own. You have no right to turn people against people and cause confusion for the whole world. Why are you so interested in the war? You are always thinking about fighting war. What are you fighting for? Who asked you to fight war? Are you Satan? Satan came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. Why are you doing the work of Satan? The work of Satan. John 10:10. Kill and to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. John 10:10. How come you are so much interested in fighting war, abominations, killing, destruction of life and property? That's all we are thinking about. You must go to Taiwan and destroy Taiwan. You must go to Ukraine and destroy Ukraine. You must go to other nations and destroy people. Who asked you to do that? Did God send you? God is going to smash all of them to pieces. In the name of Jesus Christ, God arise, and our enemies be scattered forever. In the name of Jesus. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. Yes, that's the word of God. Jesus Christ is Lord over the whole earth. The only person who resurrected from the grave. There's no other Lord. But Nazareth is Lord over the whole earth, over the whole universe. And the devil cannot contain that. He can't contain. Then the scripture says, whosoever contend with God will contend with them. Yes. You need to follow the law. Follow Jesus. Give your life to Christ. And repent and turn away from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. The wages of sin is death. He that kills by the sword shall die by the sword. Sin and killing and bombing, destruction of life and property. Did God send you to go and do that? God didn't send you people. You are just doing satanic work, Satan give you assignments to go and steal and kill and destroy, and then you are doing what Satan wants you to do. Except you all repent of these people, you shall all perish and go to hellfire in the name of Jesus Christ. You need to repent and turn away from your wicked ways. And let peace reign on earth. Jesus came to give us peace like a river. Little country like Ukraine want to go and destroy all of them. Who asked you to do that? Did God send you to do that? Except you repent of those evil, you shall all perish. You don't repent of those evil things you are doing, you shall all perish and go to hellfire. So now you need to repent and turn away from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. I'm going to pray for everyone right now that the Lord Jesus will come into your life and give you peace and rest of mind. In the name of Jesus, I pray for as many that have had your word today, that Jesus Christ has commissioned everyone to go here into the world and preach the gospel of Jesus, the great commission. Go here and teach all nations. That's the command. And you must practice that in the name of Jesus. That is what God wants you and I to do, not to cause a war and fighting and killing and bombing, shelling. That's not the assignment. The assignment is go ye and preach the gospel to every creature. That's what it should be. The gospel has brought peace and love and joy to nations. And that's what we should be pursuing, not fighting and wars and bombing and destruction of life and property. God didn't send you to do this thing. You need to repent and receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if it has gained the whole world and suffer the losing of your soul? Tweet it out, share it, and distribute it. And let God bless you all in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. We love you, and Jesus loves you too. You can reach us on the phone, area code 202-460-7110 or 240-828-9374. You can email us. The email is on the screen. And we are here to counsel with you and to pray with you. Jesus loves you, and we all love you too. That's why we are coming on air to share the word of God with you. God bless you all. We love you, and Jesus loves you. Thank you so much for being a part of this broadcast. Lord, reward you all abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. God loves you, and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you, and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you, and I love you, and that's the way it should be. God loves you, and I love you, and that's